Okay, so we began last week discussing the halachas of Shemitah. And last week we covered the halachas that are negeya, that are practically negeya to us from the outside or the inside, pertaining the field, the garden, the lawn, flower pots, flowers. And then we started to discuss the din of Kedusha Shvi'is on the produce of Shvi'is. We know that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha. Every year. They're always filled with Kedusha. Kedusha that's mashpia on us. Kedusha, if we allow the Kedusha to, when we eat the fruits of the land, it gives us a certain feeling of Kedusha, of closeness to the Rabbanu Shalom. In the Bracha Achrena we say, V'neicha mi'peria v'nizba mituva. We eat from the peiris of Eretz Yisrael, and with Nizbah, we get satiated, we get satisfied from its good, from the good of the peiris, to the point that there were those Rishonim that took these words out of the Nusach, because it made it sound like to them that the reason why we're here is just for the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. But we say those words in the Baruch HaChreina, because we appreciate the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Comes Shvi'is, these fruits, the produce of Shvi'is, is imbued with another Kedusha, a Kedusha of Shvi'is. The pears that come from the fields, which they're being noig, the Dini Shvi'is, it's Shabbos Hashem. It's a year of Shabbos. What part of the fields have this Kedusha Shvi'is? Anything which is fitting for eating, whether by man or by behemoths, if it grows from the ground, the part that grows from the ground that's there for eating, that has Kedusha Shvi'is. The wood that's the tree itself, the wood of the tree, that does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. Now the peiros, the produce which is Shaykh, that belongs to the seventh year, that's what has Kedusha Shvi'is. So if I planted this produce in the sixth year, and now it's growing into the seventh year, does this have Kedusha Shvi'is or not? So the answer to this is that it depends on what we're talking about. There's a difference between fruit and vegetables, and then there are certain vegetables that we refer to as vegetables which have the din like fruit, and certain fruits which have the din like vegetables. So basically, Shvi'is is from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. And the difference between the fruits and vegetables is as follows. The fruits, you plant a tree, and the tree grows up. It may take a few years for it to start giving off good fruit, but once it starts giving off the fruit, it will continue giving fruit year after year, whether you work on the tree or you don't work on the tree. And the rainwater is usually enough for most trees, so it's the rainwater of that season that gives it the strength to give off the fruit. As opposed to vegetables, once you pick it, you need to replow the field, seed the field, and take care of it and replant it. And then it grows up again. And a lot of times the rainwater is not enough. You have to dig irrigation ditches and supply more water to it than the water it's receiving from the rain. So therefore, fruit will receive Kedusha Shvi'is at the time of its Chanata. Chanata is when it starts to blossom, starts to grow. Vegetables receive Kedusha Shvi'is at the time when it's picked. So if I planted it in the sixth year, vegetables that have been picked in the seventh year will have Kedusha Shvi'is. Fruits that already start to grow different fruits have different shiurim, when at what point it reached this shiur of chanata, but the fruits that will grow into the seventh year will not have kedushas shviyas until the next season of fruit later on in the year. So we're not going to really deal with kedushas shviyas fruits until close to Pesach time or after Pesach. Maybe there are a few fruits a little earlier, but later on in the year, as opposed to vegetables, which go after the picking of the vegetables. So soon after Rosh Hashanah already, when those vegetables those vegetables that are going to be picked after Rosh Hashanah will already have questions of shviyas. Now, what happened was, we might have mentioned this last week, we'll speak it out again. What happened was, there were those people. I hope I'm speaking loud enough. Am I? Okay. There were groups of people that were not keeping the halachas of shviyas. And they were going out to the fields, and they were planting vegetables. They were planting vegetables against the halacha in the dark or hiddenly. And then when the vegetables would grow, they would tell people these vegetables grew by themselves. And the halacha is that vegetables that grow by themselves should be mutter. So people would then take these vegetables and eat vegetables. However, the Rabbanan came along and they said that we're going to put an issa on vegetables that grew during the year Shviyas, even if they really grew by themselves. And this is what's called Sfichin. The issa Sfichin. The issa Sfichin is that vegetables that didn't start to grow before the sixth year, they didn't start growing before the sixth year, they went into the seventh year and they grew in the seventh year, even if they grew by themselves, awesome. Now the reason why they made this issa only on vegetables and not on fruits is based on what we mentioned earlier. Because fruits, there's no reason for people to play shtick to grow fruits because it didn't grow by themselves. But vegetables, they're worried. They're not going to have their tomatoes and their peppers this year if no one plants it. So therefore, they were playing shtick to grow it. So again, so it comes out that vegetables have this new Isser Svichin and fruits do not have this new Isser Svichin. Therefore, the dinim of Kedusha Shviyas are going to be more negeya to fruit than vegetables. So the question is, so where are we getting our vegetables from? Where are we getting vegetables from? So it's one of a few choices. Either it was grown in fields that were owned by Goyim. So come from Arab fields. We're over there, there's no issus fichim. Chazal did not ask the vegetables that were grown over there. And as long as they're coming from the fields that belong to a guy, to the Arabs, there's no kedusha shviyas. No kedusha shviyas. One needs to make sure that they're buying it in a store which has a good hechsher, so that we know that it's really coming from a guy's field. Not that it was grown in a Jewish field and the Jew delivered it to the guy to put it in his field and pretend as if he's picking it from his field and then delivering it to our store, which was happening in previous Shemitah. So that's a reason why we need a heksha in the store. You can't just walk into any store. But as long as it's coming from its produce, it's called Yivul Nachri, produce of a guy, it's mutter to use it. My wife says you have to wash it extra because it's coming from them. So, but to give it a double scrub. But that's mutter. The second choice is produce coming from Chutz La'aretz. If you have produce coming from out of Eretz Yisrael being imported, again, only in Eretz Yisrael, only in the land of Eretz Yisrael, are we privileged with this special bracha of Kedusha Shviyas. So therefore, produce coming from out of Eretz Yisrael does not have Kedusha Shviyas. So that's the second choice. So, yeah.
Is say stores of hakshirim, does it go like the same hakshirim that you usually hold during?
Yeah, same hakshirim that you trust. Just what I meant was that during other years, there are issues also with fruits. In other chutzars, you can walk into any fruit store and just buy fruits and vegetables. Of Yenet Sol, you always have to be concerned with the halachas of Trumas and Maestras. But there are Trumas and Maestras and Arla, right? However, you could go into a store which may not have a good Heksha and then take care of the Trumas and Maestras on your own. Over here, by Shvi'is, is not really, you can't really take care of the problem on your own.
Yeah.
Correct, correct. Any reliable hakshah that you rely on throughout the year, you can rely on over here also. Right, correct. So that's the second choice is chutzarts. And you'll see marked off in the stores, we'll say yivel nachri, chutzarts. Those are the fruits that are coming from over there. Chutzarts also has different issues in the paiskim. Because and there is the questions of where's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. There's fruits coming from fruits and vegetables coming from the south, and there's a difference in opinions of where to draw the line. So again, you're relying on the Heksha that they checked out, and they're going with the psakim of their paiskim of where to draw the line of what's considered chutz laretz. Yeah. I'm saying
So I could exactly go to the Arab shuk and buy my produce there?
If you know that it's coming from an Arab, yeah. If he's selling it to you.
I'm not going to, but I could exactly go to Trash Land where they have all the apples and
if it's coming,
and buy it.
What is that? Right, as long as you know that it's coming from an Arab field. If anyone's volunteering to find that out, then okay.
No, they don't have to. So you could only buy from the Arab shop during Shemitah, not
or during the year. Saying if the problem is Shmuz Mais, there's ways to deal with it. There'll be a separate share how to do it. If you want to go buy in the shuk fruits or vegetables from any store, there's ways to do it also. But that'll be part of the kitchen share. So those are two choices we have so far. There's a third choice, which is to go to the field and we're talking about vegetables, I'm sorry. So these are the two choices for vegetables. Now, when it comes to fruit, like we said, fruit, you'll be able to get fruit either with one of these two choices also. There'll be fruit which was grown in Arab fields, or fruit that's brought in from Chatzaretz. Or fruit, since we don't have that Issa Sfichin, so you could go to a field where they're growing fruit, you can pick fruit. But these fruit are going to have special halachas, as we'll discuss soon. They're going to have special halachas. Or, later on in the year, they'll be selling containers, cartons of fruit, which is called Oitze Bezdin. Oitze Bezdin is that there's a way how the owner of the field could give over the right to Bezdin to come in and pick the fruit for us. And what Bezdin does is they go down, they take over the field, and they pick the fruit, and they charge cost price. What it costs them to cut the fruit, put it into plastic containers, deliver it, bring it to the city, and sell it for whatever cost price is. So there'll be nice fruit for cheap, but these fruits that are being bought under Oitze Bezdin have Kedusha Shviz. Now, what are the dinim of Kedusha Shviz? So if I do have these fruit, there are some shittas that hold that there's a mitzvah to eat peiros that have Kedusha Shviz. Others say not, but it's very possible you're being a kaima mitzvah of eating peiros Shviz. What are the halachas? One halacha is the Torah says that was given to you to eat and not to ruin. Loila hefsid, not to ruin it. What does that mean? So, literally what that means is not to destroy it. I can't take the fruits and ruin them, put them in a place to by hand to ruin them. That I'm not allowed to do. I'm not mechuyev to eat it so that it doesn't get ruined, but I can't deliberately destroy them or ruin them. But there's another halacha over here also. The mitzvah is to eat them in the way they normally are eaten. This is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan said one needs to eat them in the normal way, which means if it's a fruit that's normally eaten raw and not cooked, so then eat it raw. A fruit which is normally eaten cooked and not raw, so then eat it cooked. Something which is eaten raw or cooked, then you can eat it however you want. And the same thing is with squeezing and crushing. If it's normally squeezed or crushed, then you can do that. If it's let's say a banana, which when you feed it to the baby, you mash it. But when you eat it yourself, you don't mash it. So when feeding it to the baby, the normal way of feeding it is by mashing it. You can mash it. You can't give it to the baby just to make a mess out of it, where he's just going to destroy it and make a mess out of it. But I could give it to a young child who will eat most of it, even though he's not going to eat the whole thing, and some of it's going to go to waste. But it has to be done in a normal way. Something which is normally eaten mixed with other things, so it should be eaten mixed with other things. It's hard to give exactly a list of just straight down, but in other words, if it's a normal thing, I guess if there are recipes that use it this way, or people use it this way, that's enough. That's enough. You don't have to go around finding out how most people use it, as long as it's a normal usage for it. Like I said, even if it's not a normal usage for adults, but if it's a normal way of feeding it to a baby, or the baby, the way the baby eats it, that's also fine. Yeah.
So if you drop an apple and it bruises, it's considered an
isra. If you threw it down, then yeah. But if it just fell out of your hand, then not. Not. And then when you have this bruised apple, you don't have to eat every part of it. We'll explain what to do with the leftovers in a moment, but you could cut off the part that's bruised and put it aside, as we'll explain. Yeah. If people do it, that's enough.
Then what's an example of something that is a problem?
They used to say freezing grapes, but that changed already. Right, that changed. No, and people do that? Right, that changed. That's already normal. The truth is, nowadays, I think everything is normal. They squeeze it. If they squeeze kohlrabi, then... And I think everything's normal nowadays, but...
Everything's made into juices these days. It's like...
True, so that's why that wouldn't be a problem nowadays. I mean, I'm not so creative in this field, so I mean, I'm sure someone can think of something that's weird.
What about, fruit trees that are in your backyard?
So if you go, you pull off a fruit, it's going to have kedusha shvi'is.
Right, but it's fine, even if it's getting watered, like
that
we spoke about
it
last year. But
that what?
It's fine to just pick it.
Yeah. You have to pick it. If you have a fruit tree in your backyard, you want to pick it. So I didn't know that in Ramat Eshkol we have fruit trees. But you have to tell us about it. Where to go? So you let it pick a small amount that you need to eat. No, I don't mean like one. I'm saying you start picking a big amount, so then already it shows like you're showing. If it's your tree, you now pick a lot.
So no, it's behind the building.
So then you can pick, and like we say, you have to be careful not to ruin the tree, and then these fruits will have kedusha shvi'is, the halachas that we're learning now. Yeah.
So is it going to be this like a strogan next year? Are they going to be affected in like
Okay, so I'm going to answer this question, but then let's try to go further, and maybe we'll answer some other questions as we go further. Esrogim is very interesting, because Esrogim, there's different opinions when Esri gets Kedusha Shvi'is. Some say when it started to grow, and some say when it was picked. So therefore, if this year what they're going to do is, they're going to pick the Esrogim before Rosh Hashanah. The Esrog dealers are going to go and pick all the Esrogim for Rosh Hashanah, and what they're going to do before that is they're going to soak the fields with water so the Esrog should blow up and be able to stay nice by the time they sell it. Next year, since the Esrogim of next year grew in Shviz, even though they may be picked after Rosh Hashanah, but those Esrogim are going to be Kedusha Shviz Esrogim. Those Esrogim next year will be Kedusha Shviz. And therefore, many people will be going down to the Esrog orchards next year to cut their own Esrogim and get their own Esrogim through that. According to some shittas, there's a mitzvah to eat Peir Shviz. And according to those shittas, yes. But again, you have Esrog is a good example. Esrog is normal to make into jam, so it'll be mutter. I don't know if there's other fruits that are not normal to make into jam. If you were making into jam, that would be a problem. But yeah. Yeah.
How do you affect the, when you say go down the tree, what does that mean? There's like the farmers know how to, like,
yeah.
A regular person will
kill
a tree, how do we pet?
So, 7 years ago. I don't remember exactly, I'll have to check out again. But I went around to a few different yeshivas teaching the guys how to hold the clippers and where to clip and all that. But, so I have to get back into that. But we still have a year for that. The fruits are not yet grown, so we'll have to meet on a later date before we pick our fruits. Okay. Okay, so that's one halacha. It has to be eaten in a normal way. Whatever's normal, a normal way to eat it. The second halacha is that any part of the fruit which is roy for someone to eat, a man or even an animal to eat, meaning those peels, not all peels, but there are peels which animals would eat, even though people do not eat it, or if you have peels that people would eat, you peel the apple or whatever it may be. The peels, and if you're not going to be eating them or feeding them to an animal, so then they have to be dealt with. So this is where the pach comes from. This bin, this indoor bin that one has, that they'll take these peels, wrap it up in a paper, or put it into a plastic bag, and put it into this bin. It will sit in the bin until it gets ruined, and then when it starts to rot, then you will put it into the garbage, the outer garbage, the outdoor garbage, or wherever you may put it to throw it out. There are shittas that hold, and one could rely on these shittas, that any peels or pits that people normally throw out and don't eat, even though it may be fed to animals, you're allowed to throw it out. And one could be make like that. Peels or pits which are normally thrown out, people don't eat it, then you could just wrap it up and throw it out. Wrap it up and throw it out.
Is it wrap it up? It's like
bread? Yeah, it's better too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you peel even if it's not
so like potato peels.
Right. Again, potatoes you're not gonna get with Kedusha Shviz. We're working now in the fruit. Apples, people eat the peels. You eat it with the apple.
But apple pits.
Apple pits, you could just...
With some apple peels, you can have them on
top. That you should save, yeah.
Well, even if the apple pits have like part of the fruit on it, like you cut out the core?
No, you have to... When we're talking about pits, that's a good point. When we're talking about pits, whatever fruit normally removed has to be removed. Right. people eat the core, or from that part that people eat. Yeah.
Just keep it until it's rotten, really?
Yeah.
So then how do you know when it's right?
Use your imagination.
What? You
put it in different bags, but otherwise,
once you eat it, every day is right. You could do is every day you start a new one. So let's say 2-3 days, this one already reached its point, throw it out, next one.
Well, you just decide after a few days it makes sense.
Yeah, 2-3 days should be enough. If it's put into a plastic bag, yeah.
Okay.
But again, if you just stick to the fruit from Chutz Aretz and the fruit from the Nachri, you won't have any of these issues. Yeah.
Do you have the kitza that has inside the house? Like, could you have like a matzah? Can you keep it there?
As long as it's kept in a place where you're not deliberately ruining it, you're not putting it in a place where you're ruining it, then it's fine. Yeah, you can leave it there as long as it's covered and the cats won't get to it. Yeah.
Can you just repeat, like an apple, like when you're, yeah. Let's say,
okay, so
when you're making it for a kugel, then you're cutting it, so there's always pieces left on the fifth, like it's just that core.
Right.
There are people that when they're eating an apple, they'll eat it.
Right, so that you have to say. They have to say. So again, I'm allowed to peel the apple, even though people normally eat the peels with the apple, but I'm allowed to peel if I want the apple without the peels. But those peels, you would have to say. Or the leftover apple around the pits, you would have to save, which is normally eaten. Now, leftovers. Let's say I made a fruit salad, or I made something with Paris Shvius. I made something and I have leftovers. Or I have a juice or I have a wine, which wine won't become negay until next Elul. That's when the wine season of Shemitah will be coming about. So if I have leftovers of the fruit, what do I do with that? So I do not need to lick the plate. Or some other idea that people have. What's normally left on the plate and you normally wash off is fine. If I grated the fruit on a grater, I can wash the grater off under the water. I can wash the plates off normally. But if there's something left on the plate, there's some leftovers left on the plate, especially if it's even an amount which would make sense that someone would keep to eat later on, or to feed to an animal later on, it's something there. That's what has to be put into this pach. Those leftovers. Yeah.
If you had like one big bag, you know, where you have to have every single time you feel something or leftovers, you put it in a separate bag. If you had like one bag for that day or two.
The
days,
only reason why I said to put it in separate bags is because then it will rot quicker. And also, if you start putting 2 days next to each other, so you can run into a problem because the bottom part is going to become rotten, but what you put on top is not rotten yet. So you're going to be stuck with the rotten stuff on the bottom. So either you make like separate ones, day, or work it out, day, do.
But also, most of the Mikolats are just going to have, they're not
going to
have Kedusha
Shvius
fruits,
right? This Kedusha Shvius, correct. Kedusha Shvius you'll only have if you go to pick fruit from the fruit trees, or if you buy the Oitzer Bez. What? What about it? Saying you're a Yerushalayim.
When you put it inside this special garbage thing, do you have to wrap it up first and then put it in, or you can just put it straight in?
Suggested to. Well, otherwise it could last for a long time.
Like what, paper is better than plastic?
Paper or plastic, either one. Either one. We're going with that produce from Goyim is Mutter. They come to you?
Yeah.
Then they're not like you. If they have problems, they'll speak to you.
You don't have to be rude.
There's a letter. What?
You don't have to live in your shalim.
Right. There's a letter from Shalim Zalman Mara Shabbos Bad. But it's fine. Okay. Okay, to feed the peiros to a guy also. So if you have a cleaning lady or something like that, you cannot give her peiros shvius. And to take it to Chutz Laaretz also, you could take what you need for the trip, but not to take. You shouldn't take more than that. Yeah.
So I just back to the leftovers. Yeah. If someone leaves tennis ribbon of shvius, first of all, is it better not to leave tennis ribbon in the situation?
To leave what?
Tennis ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Of shvius on her plate.
If it's I'm saying what's normal to be left, if you wouldn't save it, if no one would save that amount for later, then that's fine. But if it's something that someone would save, even if you don't normally save it, but if it's something that people would save, then yeah. Marshall, I'll give you some other examples. Let's say Kiddush. So sometimes the wine spills over onto the plate. So that wine that spills over the plate, you should pour back into the cup. But after you pour it back into the cup, that little wetness, that's not a problem. Havdalah. Over here by Havdalah, it's brought down that you should not use Shvius wine to put out the candle in it. That's called ruining the wine. Or to use it to wipe it on your eyes or your pockets. Or by the night of the Seder of Pesach, for the second cup of the four kosos, one should not use Shvius wine, because the minig is to spill out from it. And we don't usually pour it back in. So over there one should, for the second kosos, at least use regular wine if you want to do the meaning of spilling out by Dom Sfardea. If someone's in a restaurant and for some reason they're serving Peir Shviz, however they do that, so there you could just, if you have leftovers, you just leave it on the plate and they'll have to deal with it. You don't have to take it home with you. Just leave, or if let's say you're by someone else's house. So you're by someone else's house and they serve Peir Shviz, you could just leave it on the plate and they'll deal with it. So we spoke about the Isser. There's also Isser to do business with it. That's why we'll need this Eitzah Beis Din to sell it for cost price. Now, because of all this, again, going to restaurants or hotels, one has to make sure that they're following the... That again, it's a good Heksha. So that they're keeping to the, they're buying their fruits and vegetables from the right places. There's another problem out there, which is called Shama Venevat. If it grew in a field where the owner of the field was Shomer, he was watching over his field, he was guarding his field, not allowing people into the field. Or he was Nevat, he was working in the field, doing things that you're not allowed to do, those fruits are Aser. So we need to make sure that the fruits are coming from places where they were not even the Surim. Flowers also we mentioned last week. Flowers, but before buying flowers, we need to make sure that the store is receiving them from either Chutz Laaretz or from fields where they did not do the malachas that they were not allowed to do. Okay, now, what happened was many years ago, there was a problem with getting enough fruit and vegetables. It wasn't as easy as now. It's easier to import. So many Rabbanim came up, Chashav Rabbanim, G'dayla Yerushalayim, came up with a idea of what's called Het Mechira. They said, look, we find in different places in Halacha, one of them is a pretty famous place, Pesach. We go and we sell our chametz. The Torah says, shall not have any chametz in your rishus, in your property. And what do? We go ahead and we sell it to the goy. We sell it to the goy for Pesach. And after Pesach, we get it back. So they said, you know, we have a great idea. We'll go, we'll sell the land to a goy for the year of Shvi'is. And then whatever grows there is produce of a goy. In the beginning, there were certain Gedele Yerushalayim that were very against it. They felt that the mitzvah of Shvi'is is Vishav Sa'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, by chametz, he wants you to get rid of the chametz. Don't have it in your rishus. Whatever you need to do, do it. If it means burning it, if it means giving it away to a guy or selling it to a guy, do it. But by Shvi'is, the mitzvah is, let the land rest. Let the land rest. Don't. So over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have it, but just don't do work there. So they were not happy with this. And they had other issues also. In the way of selling it is to sell land, if it's not done legally, could be also a problem. And you have to work with the laws, how legally to sell it. And also it's in the Torah of giving a guy place to live in Eretz Yisrael. So, but to each one of these problems, there are also answers, how it's mutta, when it's mutta. There are heterim. But it was a big back and forth. Until later years, there were more rabbanim that agreed to it. And there was a lot of backing to it. But there was always those that were not happy with it. This was heter mechira. At one point, Rav Eliashiv was very against it. When Rabin was the prime minister, and it was during the year of Shemitah, he wanted to give back land to the Palestinians. And they came to him and they said, you can't do that. The land that you want to give back was sold to some private Palestinians. And you can't just take it and give it away. It was sold. And the court, the Begatz, wrote a two-paragraph thing which said in it that whole mechira was a big joke. It was just done for halachically reasons and has no strength and means nothing. So at that point, Rav Yashav said, if that's the case, then we can rely on the set of mechira. Rav Vadi Yosef went with the other approach. He said, so what do you mean? Said the court is a joke. They're a bunch of jokers. What do you mean? We did a mechira. They can't say it's not a mechira. So what happened was many Ashkenazi rabbanim were against them at the mechira, as opposed to Avad Yosef was matri, and that's why many Sfadi rabbanim were before that at the mechira. And therefore in the Hechsherim also you'll find this difference, that there'll be Sfadi Hechsherim that are going to lie on the Hetem Mechira, and Ashkenazi Hechsherim that are not going to rely on the Hetem Mechira. Again, to go through the whole inyan of Hetem Mechira is very complicated and there's a lot of parts to it. Should one rely on the Hetem Mechira? If they don't need to, they should not. If someone's in a situation where, for whatever reason, they need to come onto it, they should ask the Shaila beforehand. And based on the situation, the Rav will give them direction what to do. How much to rely on it, and for what to rely on it, and it's worth asking a question. That's Het Mechira. So basically, I just want to go over in short. What's going to happen is as follows. We're reaching Rosh Hashanah. We're reaching Rosh Hashanah, and very soon after Rosh Hashanah, let's say this year Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, then you have Shabbos. Sunday, the fruit stores will probably be closed because they don't usually, if 3 days go by that they come pick fruits and vegetables, they're going to be closed. So by the time they open on Monday, or even if they open on Sunday, but Sunday will be leftovers from before Rosh Hashanah, so it'll probably be all mutter. But already Monday will open, and beginning Monday already, certain vegetables may fall into that Issur Rabbanan of Sfichin. And already after Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have to be careful that the vegetables that we're buying are either from the Goyim or from Chutz La'aretz. Now, later on in the year, closer to Pesach, that's when we're going to start getting fruits, which may have Dinei Shemitah. Like I said, fruits which were picked during the year, or it's a Beis Din. And again, either you're going to pick the choice of going to the fruit stores and buying the fruits that were brought in from Chutz La'aretz or from Goyim, or you'll buy from the Oitzer Beis Din, and then you'll have to keep to the Dinim of Kedusha Shvius, like we said. If the next Rosh Hashanah is when the wine will begin, the wine, Shemitah wine, and already if the next Rosh Hashanah, the vegetables will start becoming mutter soon, different vegetables at different times. But Chanukah, all the vegetables will be mutter ready. The wine you have to be careful about. A lot of times they write het to mechir in very small letters. And again, if you're going to buy, why buy it? If you bought it already, it's probably better to spill it out. Or there are certain oitz bezins which are also not. You have to make sure also which oitz bezins you buy from. Certain oitz bezins may be questionable. So if it's a questionable oitz bezin, you could just pour it out.
How do you know what's a good, like?
So you have to follow up on which ones are. You have to speak to the Rav or to find out at the time which oitz bezin when. Yeah, we'll say the Oitzer Beis Din says under Reb Nissen Karelitz, that's fine. Carmel wine always says under, I think, Reb Yanofsky, which is fine.
And what about fruits or something? What do we say before
Oitzer
Beis
Din
that you find?
Fruits. Same thing. Make sure you get from a good Oitzer Beis Din, which the ones around here are usually good. Yeah, that's true. There's still, now you can go to the store and buy and find bottles of wine, which is from Lehesh Shemitah. Because, right, so you have to always be careful to look. That it doesn't say in small letters, they had to mechira. Or, okay, yeah. Any questions?
When does fruit start becoming mezzer?
So the fruit goes by when it starts to blossom. So meaning, into next year, when next year's season. I mean, in the eighth year. We're now entering the seventh year. So the fruit that are going to be grown.
Does the fruit become a problem in the eighth year?
The fruit which grew in the seventh year, which are being picked in the eighth year, have Kiddush Shvi'is. So we'll have to wait until next Pesach time to get.
The ninth year Pesach?
Eighth year.
Right.
Meaning the fruit, what?
It's from the middle of the seventh.
From the middle of the seventh to the middle of the eighth. Yeah.
Some vegetables, strawberries,
let's
say, make
an
eighth, but it's a
little. Strawberries make a, right.
Strawberries,
you're right. That it's a question whether you make an eighth or a dumb, but we make a dumb, right? Okay.
Right, so why is it considered,
right,
if it's a fruit or vegetable, even though you might call it tomato or
correct,
vegetable, that's really a fruit, but
right,
technically they say it's a fruit.
That's what I meant before. Certain fruits and vegetables are, but the tomatoes you consider a vegetable, and
are avocados a fruit or vegetable?
I think it's
a tree, right? Yeah. Avocados are a
tree. Right.
Yeah.
I have to double check with which ones where they fall into, but you'll see it in the stores. In the stores already, the chasher will make sure that.
Right.